Today marks the first day of the Fry Festival. It's the 24th edition of the Moncton-based bilingual literary festival. For 18 of those years, Tidewater Books has served as the festival's English bookseller. We stopped in at Tidewater this week to talk with owner Ellen Pickle about what's coming up during Fry and also to share some other literary news for the region.
Hi, I'm Ellen Pickle, owner of Tidewater Books here in Sackville, New Brunswick.
Okay, Ellen, so maybe to start off, let's talk about this great news coming from the New Brunswick Book Awards with two local authors on the shortlist. Can you tell us about the local books that have been nominated for NB Book Awards?
Certainly, and it's really exciting news. So John Clater's book, Take the Long Way Home, which is a graphic nonfiction account of some of his travels and his struggles with some of his demons, has been nominated for a nonfiction award. And then Megan Rose Allen, who has independently published The Summer the School Burned Down, which is a middle grade children's novel, we're still waiting for because it's independently published, but we're eagerly awaiting getting it in the store. And I should also mention that Megan has also been nominated for an Atlantic Book Award as well for the same book. So she's a double nominee right now.
Wow. Okay. And so, yeah, you have John Clater's book is here in the store, available here for folks. And yes. Megan's will be soon.
Megan's will be soon. We have John's now. And John is also going to be a Fry Festival author. So coming up next week, he'll be one of the presenters at the Fry Festival in Moncton.
Okay, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because Tidewater Books has a close relationship with the Fry Festival. How are you involved?
We're their official bookseller. We've been doing it since 2006. So this is our 18th year as the festival bookseller. So we go to Moncton for all the events. We set up book tables and we run around the city with books and we're at all the author events. It's a lot of fun. It's a ton of work, but we look forward to it every year.
Okay. That's kind of an important role as an independent bookseller in the province. Are there many independent booksellers in New Brunswick? Like, do you have a lot of competition in that, or do you sort of stand alone here?
No, there are not a lot of us. There's actually only two in the English market, Westminster Books in Fredericton and myself in Sackville. And there has not been another independent bookstore in New Brunswick in over a decade since the last one closed. So no, I'm really the only one between Fredericton and Halifax. So I have a fairly wide geographical area that I service as well.
Okay. And you were mentioning that there's, you know, April 29th, we've got a day coming up to sort of mark the importance of independent booksellers in Canada.
Yes, it's Canadian Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th. It's a Saturday. And we're going to have draws for all kinds of swag that publishers have sent in. We're going to do a draw for a $100 gift certificate in the store. We'll double your reading rewards points that day. As well, the Canadian Independent Booksellers Association is having three draws. So if you make a purchase here, you take a picture of your receipt, you upload it to their website, and their draws are for $100, $250, or a $1,000 shopping spree in your local independent bookstore. So it should be a lot of fun. We usually get lots of people in, lots of giveaways for kids too, like fun stickers, that sort of thing. So we're hoping to see a good crowd that day.
Now back to the Fry Festival for a moment. There is at least one event happening here in Sackville. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, that actually also happens on the 29th. It's at the Sackville Public Library, and Nancy Vo will be presenting her books. So it'll be a lot of fun for the kids. Her most popular book is called Boobies, and what kid doesn't love boobies, right? So I think they should have a good turnout for that as well.
Any other picks for the Fry Festival? I mean, you're going to be busy running around selling books, but have you circled anything in the program that you're going to make sure you go see?
We always enjoy the Fry Jam. It's one of their premier events. And this year it's on a Friday night. And what they do is they pick six authors, three French, three English, usually poets, spoken word poets, and they set the poetry to music. So they have a live band who performs in the back with each poet. So each presentation is slightly different, but they're all really energetic and fun, and we get a really big audience for it. And it's a really fun way to experience poetry, because poetry can sometimes be a challenge, but when you hear the poet doing it themselves, it's just really exciting.
That's Ellen Pickle of Tidewater Books. In addition to the Fry Jam, which is happening April 28th at the Aberdeen Cultural Center, you also heard Ellen mention that Sackville artist and writer John Clater will be part of the Fry this year. Clater will be reading this Sunday afternoon as part of Tea Time, and then on Monday, April 24th at 8 p.m. in Archiving in Motion, along with fellow author David Bradford. Both of those events are at the Aberdeen Cultural Center in Moncton. There are also other Sackvillian contributions to the Fry. Thaddeus Helonia's collaborative book with Harry Thurston, Icarus Falling, will be part of a Goose Lane Editions launch on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, April 29th, Mount A English professor Andrea Beverly will host writer Joshua Whitehead in the Maillet Fry lecture at 7 p.m. Both of those events are also happening at the Aberdeen Cultural Center. The Fry is also coming to Sackville with children's picture book author Nancy Vo at the Sackville Public Library next Saturday at 3 p.m. You can find program booklets in paper form at Tidewater Books in Sackville and more information online at fry.ca.